The crime was brutal. In February 1982, St. Louis court reporter Mary Bell was found dead in her LaSalle neighborhood apartment. She had been raped and stabbed. To make a long story short, George Allen, who suffers from schizophrenia, was arrested, confessed to the crime, convicted, and sent to prison for 97 years. That sentence was thrown out in November of last year when Judge Daniel Green overturned Allen's conviction because police did not disclose evidence pointing to his innocence. On November 14th, 56-year-old Allen walked out of a courthouse in Jefferson City, a free man. With his mother by his side, Allen addressed the media.
I look forward to living with my family again and getting on with my life. Thank God this nightmare is finally ending.
Thomas Block was with Allen on that happy day. He had a lot to do with Allen's release. Block met Allen more than a decade ago when he was a Catholic prison volunteer at Potosi. Sitting in a Webster Groves neighborhood restaurant, Block says he became interested in Allen's case when an inmate said
that I should talk to George. That George is really innocent, not like everybody else in prison.
After reviewing the court documents that Allen sent to his home, Block was convinced that Allen was an innocent man. Eventually, he was able to convince the New York-based Innocence Project to take up the case. The rest is history. But Block is still not satisfied now that Allen is free. He's angry.
George Allen was wrongfully picked up. He was wrongfully interrogated, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully sentenced, wrongfully incarcerated. Now, what is the compensation for that?
The answer to that question is apparently nothing. Missouri does have a statute that provides compensation to those wrongfully convicted. It provides $50 per day of post-conviction confinement, up to around $36,000 per year. But only persons determined to be innocent through DNA evidence are eligible. Legal experts say that doesn't apply to Allen. Stephen Saloom, policy director for the Innocence Project, says that's wrong.
If you've been wrongfully imprisoned for 10, 15, 20 years, 25 years, your life was taken from you. You step out the doors and you have nothing. Under the Constitution, it's obvious to everybody that if the government takes your property, you deserve to be compensated for that. But what about if they take the best years of your life?
Saloom says he hopes the Missouri legislature will revisit the statute soon. In January, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce officially dismissed the case against Allen, saying that the justice system completely failed him and Mary Bell. She has also said that she isn't convinced that Allen is guilty, but stopped short of saying that Allen is innocent.
I think at this point, the only thing that would exonerate him completely would be if another individual was identified and it could be proven that that individual committed this murder.
Statements like this rustle the feathers of defense attorneys. University of Missouri, Kansas City law professor Sean O'Brien assisted on Allen's case and says this is an example of what he calls a prosecution complex, where they are loath to admit that the wrong guy was prosecuted.
The standard of proof that George had to satisfy to get where he is today is absolutely formidable. You practically have to show innocence beyond any doubt to convince an elected judge in Cole County to find you innocent, issue the writ of habeas corpus, and let you go.
Since his release, George Allen is living with his mother in University City and adjusting to his freedom. I'm Julie Bierock, St. Louis Public Radio.